This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. This is our last podcast of the day. And this is, again, for the CEO of a private equity-funded company or a startup. And this came, a lot of this came out of a discussion with a startup founder the other day, and sort of four core things about business and getting going and so forth. Is first, you have to understand, whatever business you start, you're almost inevitably going to have to do pivots over time. Your core business plan almost never ends up being the absolute business plan for the rest of history. You're going to have to get into the business, know the business, figure out how to adjust and make pivots as needed. And this open mind to being able to pivot, I'm not so stuck on this one vision, this is it, that we're not going to make pivots is very, very important. The second concept is, one of the things we hear so much about today is the sort of lack of the ability of the founders and CEOs to develop clear market and product fit. This is, they want to build something, they're excited about it, but they've not really decided, is there really an audience for it? And so one of the CEOs I talked to recently said, you know, somebody wants to hire a consultant to figure out our product fit. They want to figure out exactly our message, who we're really trying to attack. And I think of businesses, there's a couple things that probably cannot be outsourced. And one of those is deciding what exactly our business is, who exactly our audience is, and who we're exactly targeting. I don't think you could really outsource this. You could use consultants to try and figure it out further, but I don't think that's something that really could be outsourced. You have to know your business well enough to really understand it. The third concept goes right with that is you need to know your business so well that you understand where the pivots are, where the market fit is, where things are at. And to this extent, I'm a big fan of knowing my revenues, my profits, where they're coming from, but I'm also a big fan of talking to customers, talking to people. And this is very different than quote unquote surveys. I'm a total non-fan of big surveys. I'm a very big fan of 5 to 10 intimate conversations with customers. Are we doing what you need? Are there other things you need? Do you like what we're doing? If we do this, you're going to like that, et cetera. Very intimate conversations about how does this feel? How is it going? What is happening? Far more than like surveys. So knowing your business, knowing your customers. The last thing I find very important in business, particularly in startups or starting new lines, is you need great enough people that you could learn fast in an area. Is an area going to work for you or not? And this might be an editor, a writer, a salesperson that could dig into an area so deeply how you want it dug into, so you could figure out pretty quickly, is there a there? Is there an opportunity there? And I think this is incredibly valuable in businesses to have people that could dig in deeply enough, quickly enough to figure out, is it worth really doubling down and reinvesting and investing in this area? Anyways, those are four of our points this morning. Know how to pivot. You can't outsource market or core fit. Know your business. Know your financials. Know your customers. Know your business. And four, learn fast about areas so you're not dawdling for years trying to figure out if an area is a fit or not. Thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity Podcast. We'll just do a couple short ones tomorrow. We hope you enjoy these. We've released a lot today on the Becker Private Equity Podcast. And thank you to Jeremy Korn and his magnificent team at Executive Podcast Solutions.